I was born in Colima, Mexico. I grew up in a Catholic home, but I barely heard anything about God. The only time I would hear about God was when we would visit my grandparents on my dad's side. They were very Catholic. They would always bring us to church, and I hated it. My grandma would constantly talk to me about God. Some of the things would make sense, and some didn't. She was always trying to put fear in me about hell. I lived in Mexico until the age of 8. My mom was always around, but my dad wasn't. He would come around once in a while. He was always traveling to the United States. Finally, my mom got fed up with my dad, and she asked him to bring our whole family to Chicago. A year later, my mom and my dad got divorced, but I would see my dad every week, and now that we lived in the U.S. I grew a little older, and I realized what my dad did for a living. He was a drug dealer. I saw a lot of drugs and a lot of cash. I was introduced to a drug dealing lifestyle, and I fell in love with it because of the opportunity to make a lot of money quickly. When I was in junior high, my dad went back to Mexico with my two older brothers because he had bought a nightclub, the type that exploited women. My brothers were running the nightclub, and I was left with no guidance here in Chicago, and I was introduced to a gangbanging life. I was getting into too much trouble. My mom decided to send me to Mexico with my dad and my two older brothers. The situation with my dad and my brothers was just as bad because I was introduced to a lifestyle of lust, drugs, and viewing women as an object. I grew up very quickly, and I was obsessed with this lifestyle. My dad became like my God because I saw how people respect him. My dad was even shot in various occasions and survived. This made me worship him even more. But at the age of 17, my dad was kidnapped and murdered by a cartel. I became obsessed with wanting to kill the men that killed my dad. And I even made a pact with Satan that I would give my life to him, but he would have to give me the life of those people who killed my dad. My brothers and I made many attempts, but by the grace of God, he didn't allow us to succeed. So I finally decided to come back to Chicago. When I was 19 years old, my mom became a Christian. My uncle, her brother, is a pastor. My uncle came to the house and talked to us about Jesus. I prayed the sinner's prayer that day, but I truly, not truly from the heart. I only said it because I was trying to please my mom and I wanted to get out of the house. I was not saved then. My mom started attending the Christian church, and her pastor would come to the house. One day, my mom invited me over to sit with the pastor. When I went to speak with the pastor, I was high. I had just been smoking with my friends. But for some reason, I was very interested in what he was telling me, and I started asking spiritual questions. At that moment, everything started making sense to me, but I did not stop living the dark life that I was living. That year, I went to a New Year's Eve service at his church. At the end of the service, he gave us an envelope and a piece of paper. He told us to write a couple of requests to God. I wrote two. I wrote, God, I want to know you more, and I want to meet someone to spend the rest of my life with. I was tired of the life that I was living. In February of that year, I went to a laundromat, which I never did because my mom and my sister would always wash my clothes. There I met Emily, who is now my wife. After a few months of dating, I found out she was struggling with depression. One day I was supposed to go to a party with my friends. My friend picked me up, but something told me to come back. When I returned to the apartment, I saw Emily crying. I told her about this pastor I knew that spoke English. I gave Emily his number, and we were both invited to a Bible study. We attended the Bible study, and the gospel was so clear to me. God opened my eyes that it was true. I had deep conviction, but it would be a while before I would truly accept Christ. I stopped doing drugs, and I tried to stop hanging out with my friends. I started going to church. At that time, my two older brothers were back in Chicago, and hanging out with my family drew me back toward wanting revenge and return to a lifestyle of making lots of money. None of it felt right for me anymore. Yet every change I made would not stick. I kept going back to the world. I eventually married Emily, but our relationship was always up and down. I had met a woman a couple years before I married Emily, and I continued the relationship on and off through our whole entire marriage. Through the years of living this double life, I would call out to God and tell him I didn't want to live this life anymore. I was not happy. Every time I would fall into this sin, I would feel nasty. I would think of Jesus when he was talking to Peter and ask him, "Peter, do you love me?" When I cry out to God to remove this sin from me, I would think of the verse in Luke 6:46, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you?" I didn't want to live this double life, but this desire to make things right would only last a short period of time. I was just like it says in Proverbs 26:11, like a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. For many years, that was the cycle of my life. For the next 12 years, I lived the life of a double-minded man. I loved my family, and I thought I loved God, but truly, I really loved the world. I knew many verses from the Bible, but I never had lasting change. I guess I could describe my life like this. I had one foot in the church and one foot in the world. I really loved the world, and I lived such a shameful life that it almost destroyed my marriage. I was like those in Matthew 7, where Jesus speaks about a multitude of people on Judgment Day who knew his word but lived a lawless life. Jesus says, "Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On Judgment Day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and perform many miracles in your name.' But I will reply, 'I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws.'" I thought I was a Christian, but I was still dead in my sins. I needed a new life. In May of 2017, I went to Canada with my father on a tour fishing trip for a week. When I was there, I prayed to God to restore my marriage because I really felt like it was at a breaking point. When I came back from the trip, things were even worse. I was angry with God because he wasn't answering my prayers and nothing was changing. I didn't see my own sin. I didn't see my own heart. All this time, I thought it was my wife's fault. I was so blind, not knowing it was my own heart. I started asking God to harden my heart and give me the strength to leave my marriage. Yet he would always use my children to stop me from leaving them. I wanted to walk away completely from God. I was starting down a dark path again in many ways. God did not let me get far this time. A few weeks later in June, I forgot my phone at home. When I was driving to work, I realized I had left my phone, but I made a conscious choice not to go back and get it. I knew my wife would find out my sin, but I was okay with it. I knew God was allowing it. God was not letting me go, even though I had asked him to harden my heart. My wife saw a text message immediately and later found everything out. God brought everything to light, like he says in his word. Nothing is covered up that would not be revealed or hidden that would not be known. Even though Emily had found out, I felt a great relief. I knew at that point that God had answered my prayer, not in the way I wanted, but in the way that he had planned. God humbled me and I surrendered my life to him. I knew that my consequence would break my marriage, but I trusted that God would restore it. I left the home as my wife wanted me to. The same week I came back to watch my girls, and I went to the backyard and I saw Joaquin, my neighbor. I spoke with him, and I told him what happened. He prayed for me. Afterwards, he asked me if I would like to talk to his pastor, and I said yes. Not even 20 minutes later, Pastor Matt called me and spoke to me. I met with him the next day. I told him about the double life I was living. I thought I was a Christian, but I was just backsliding. For a few hours, we went through the book of 1 John, and God really spoke to me. Pastor Matt was truly afraid of my soul. He told me that the deepest place in hell is not for the ignorant people in the world, but for those in the church who know the truth and ignore it. At that point, I finally decided to surrender my whole life to God. There was no more sin hidden in my life. I felt free. I decided to put my faith in Christ and to live for Christ. At that moment, for the first time in my life, I was afraid of God and His mighty power. God was speaking to my heart, and it was so clear. The Bible was so clear. God was speaking. It all hit me. Every word that was spoken from 1 John, I kept saying, God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I looked at my life, and I saw that I was such a hypocrite. I was so blinded. I realized I was the worst sinner in God's presence. I was completely dead, and I couldn't help myself. There in Pastor Matt's office, I gave my life to Christ. I called out to the Lord to save me. In that moment, I left behind all my sins. It was then that He renewed me. He gave me a sense of relief. I don't hide my sin anymore. My sin is gone. I have a new beginning. Because of the blood of Jesus, God gave me a new life. Since then, my life has changed in many ways. I've learned to put Christ first. I no longer live that double life. I no longer desire to make easy money. I am learning to live an honest life and live by the verse of Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I have made Jesus the Lord of my life. I finally got off the throne and put Jesus on the throne where He deserves to be. I am in the Word constantly seeking for wisdom. Now I just want to live for Christ and be a good husband, a good father, and a godly man. I know that God wants me to leave my own legacy, not the legacy that my father left, but a legacy that honors God. I want to give all the glory to God. I am just an instrument of His grace. Nothing happens outside of God's will, and I have learned to believe that. Jesus is the Lord of my life. He's my Savior, and He calls me friend. Now I want to leave you with a couple of verses that I meditate on. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. John 16:33. I have said these things to you, that in me you will have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Amen and amen. Glory to God.